The existence of a weak echo region or bounded weak echo region in the multicell structure of a QLCS most often indicates an enhanced potential for damaging surface winds. Remember that these features are associated with strong deep layer wind shear. This figure shows an example of a weak echo region structure from a multicell from the Duluth radar on the evening of July 2, 2012. Note that the intense updraft is located along the leading edge of the line where the mid-level overhang and the weak echo region are located and where the strong low-level reflectivity gradient is located. Moreover, this line segment is also bowing. The ZDR column, where values are greater than 2 dB, are noted in the middle left panel. The cross-section views, which are the right column panels, show the tilted updraft and the ZDR column overhang due to shear and the deeper convergence extending up through the updraft. This case illustrates the characteristics of multicell structures and very strong shear. In terms of reports, there were numerous trees and power lines down across Itasca County, Minnesota with this event.